You are now listening to Hello Hello Kopi Kumilo Podcast Episode 69 featuring Adam Nizam aka That Fake Tony, founder of New Waves Running Club, a club of community that has been running together and ending fitness in the heart of KL. Regular weekly run every Tuesday, Thursday and Sunday. Your listeners are up for fitness check and want to meet a bunch of cool people, check out newwaves.rc on Instagram, or you can follow him on That Fake Tony on Instagram and be part of the community. And this is the episode that we talk about his come up, his early days in university, and what made him wanting to start New Waves RC, and also the football and basketball club that he has going on. Adam Nizam is a different breed, man. His drive is made of 9 beasts, one human being combined. This episode was recorded in 2019. Hopefully you enjoy this podcast and give it a share on your social media, on your Instagram story if you like it.
So it's a lesson or two on every episode.
To follow us on Hello Hello Kopi Kumilo on Spotify, YouTube, Instagram. Stay tuned for more episodes, alright? I'm currently in Europe right now, trying to find myself a twin flame, a soulmate that I've been looking for all this while. If I could find her in time, then you'll see me back in KL. Alright, ciao.
Hello, hello, Kopi Kumilo Podcast, episode 60-something, man.
What's up?
And this is Adam Nizam, aka That Fake Tony.
What's up?
What up, bro? Gonna soon be a legend interview, bro.
Oh my god.
You popped up out of nowhere, dude.
Really?
Yeah. For those listeners who don't already know who you are, man, how would you describe yourself?
It's all right. My name is Adam, and 23 years old. And how do I want to describe myself? I am a... How do I want to say this? I'm actually a student.
Student.
In my final year in my degree.
Mm-hmm.
And I do... For now, sports for a living.
Like, okay.
I play football, I run, I do CrossFit, yoga, and all that stuff. And very simple guy. Always onto something. Always like, I'm always doing something. I'm always creating something. Always giving back. That's me. Yeah.
You're born and raised in KL.
Born and raised in the city. Yep. In KL.
Okay. And then you are from UITM, bro.
I'm from UITM. Yep. It's especially, you know, like. I have a very sort of like an opposite or different circle of preference or friends than UITM. Obviously, it took some time for me to like blend in with everyone. Yeah. And then when I went through the first week of class, I realized that, oh, like, this is actually very interesting and I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I never regret that decision.
Okay, which UITM was this?
Shalom.
Inshallah.
Yes, sir.
I guess you don't feel that much of a culture shock, bro. It's not like in, I don't know, like Perlis.
I was in Melaka for 3 years.
Oh.
In Lendu.
Okay. That one you felt it, lah.
Yeah, that one I really like. Terkejut.
Right.
Terkejut yeah, banyak, lah.
Enjoy your coffee, bro. Have a sip.
Oh my god.
Okay, you know what? You know what's interesting about you that I puzzle it all together, and I mean, I know you're a huge fan of coffee, right?
Yeah.
And also, you went through the barista,
yeah,
the whole regime.
Yeah.
Under Hadri.
Yep.
And I find that is a lucky spot to be, in my opinion, from an outsider.
It is.
I've heard
it
so
is.
Much good things about him, his soldier-like mentality, his focus, discipline, and all that. If you could remember, like, when you were in Thursdays while working as a barista, were you a barista or a cook?
I was a barista.
You're a barista, okay. Yep. What was the top three lessons, man, that you've learned from Hadri?
Hadri, wow. First of all, Hadri is an amazing guy, amazing leader. And Thursdays itself is like an institution. I always say this to like everyone that's coming in. Like, Thursdays is not a cafe. It's an institution. That's where a place for you to learn and like gain something in your life. And... Hadri itself, he's a character lah. He's he's always like stern. Like, you, discipline is number one to him. Like, if you're supposed to come at 10, you come at 10.
Mm.
You know, like, there is no other excuses. And discipline lah. Like, practically everything that I'm about to say is, it all goes back to discipline. Like, you gotta put stuff back where it's, you know, where you take them, you know, like he's very particular with like all these stuffs, and it's a privilege actually to be working you know, like with him at the time, and he's a great friend of mine now. We play futsal together, and right.
I'm not trying to put you in the spot, but what made you decided on working at Thursdays but not any other cafes? Since there's a lot of choices here in Taman Tun.
Yeah, I was a customer there.
Right.
I was there a lot, and
how many years ago was this?
3 years ago. Right. Three years ago, I think. Yeah, I was there a lot, and then at the time. I think the person that I was dating at the time was a barista.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, like maybe I wasn't doing anything at the time, and I'm like, okay, I'm here a lot, might as well get paid to be here. And I wasn't a coffee person before.
All right.
I wasn't like I don't drink coffee before. But once I, you know, like sort of like dive into that world, I realized that there's more to whatever that we're tasting.
Yeah. And Thursday really changed you, bro.
Really changed me. Right. Yeah, it really built this character, this discipline. Like Thursdays.
What do you Thursdays. Think? Where do you think the Hadri's mindset came from? Like, how did he build that like soldier mentality?
I'm pretty sure it was from his upbringing, mostly his father, his late father. And if you go to Thursdays, or if you, you know, if you really like pay attention to what he's wearing or himself, you realize that there's a lot of like soldier-ish type, you know, like his outfits, his wall, his strut, and I think mainly because of his dad, and very heavily influenced by military-ish type
clothes,
mentality.
Yeah. Will you say like your whole personality now is highly affected by him?
Heavily influenced by Hadri, yeah. Definitely. The 2 years or 1 year plus that I worked like at Thursdays, it really changed me. Like I came in another person and I got out another person, you know? And a lot of other people that work at Thursdays, they come out as creators. They come out as like something lah. They akan somebody lah. They are somebody, you know. Like Ready Rocket, work with us days. Came out as a DJ. Alisha Amin. You have like Alisha Fairuz. You have like all these amazing people.
Yeah, there's a lot of pool of talents there.
Yeah, pool of pool of talents. Yeah. You know, they come in and I don't know. Like it's something about Thursdays that pull these people in, and when they're out, they're like they're doing something. You know. Amazing.
From coffee, what was the journey like? So you were a barista, was that full time?
Yeah, that was, I think that was the start of like of whatever that I'm doing now. Like I started doing coffee regularly, like part time, and then I went on full time, then I went back to college, uni, and then I do it part time. And after I think after my diploma that I really started to think about what am I going to do in life. And by the time I went to for my degree, you know, like that gap, I took a 1 year gap between my diploma and my degree. So that 1 year gap really, like when I got out of Thursdays, I'm like, okay, like I got to do something with my life. I was going through a really hard time at back in like 2016, I think, 2017. I started running. To lose weight, because I was like fat as hell. I started running with We Be Thirsty, and it's a run crew in KL. And then I never stopped running. I think the initial the reason why is that I realized that running has helped me go through a lot of my tough times, like. It brought me to a place where I never thought I could be. Like, I really understood that running actually saved my life, you know, in a way. And I realized how big it was at the time. And I was running on my own. You know, I was running with We Be Thirsty, but then I was running a lot on my own, you know. And then slowly, the people around me started running. And slowly, it started to, like, affect other people's lives as well. So I want to create, like, I created Brand New Waves as a platform for the community to be involved with something that is bigger than themselves. Like, it's a place for you to change. You know, like, if you're going through something, if you're in that gray area, you don't know what you're doing in your life, or you want to try but you don't know, but that's somewhere you start. Brand New Waves is somewhere that you start doing something, you know, like running or futsal or basketball, whatever, that's where you start doing something. And that's the kind of energy that we, you know, like, sort of like champion around Brand New Waves, you know?
So you started off as running, and then now you mentioned there's futsal,
yeah,
there's basketball.
yeah.
How do you go about it, man? Like, there's competitions every week, you shuffle the teams?
Yes, we shuffle teams every week, but it's sort of like a weekly session. So every Tuesday is a run, every Wednesday is like futsal, so every Sunday I will like sit down and, okay, we're gonna shuffle the teams, we're gonna draw out the names.
Yeah,
we're
gonna put out the list. Yeah.
I mean, it's a fun process to just see how we get a lot of people that wants to be a part of it, and also we don't just like organize, like we collaborate with other brands, and, you know, like we, like our futsal sessions, we have like trophies and like prizes to just to make things a little bit more interesting and different from the other, you know, like everyone else, you know.
Where did they came from? Like, how did they find out?
It's mostly from Instagram, social media. It's like so if you come to the run, you post it on your Instagram, your followers will see it. So at least two or three from your followers will ask you, like, I want to come for the next run. So that's how it grew.
It snowballed.
For the runs, right? Like, that's how, like, it got like 150 per night session, because if you're going to come for the run, you're not going to come alone. You're going to bring your friends, you know? And your friends are going to bring your friends. Your friends are going to bring your friends. So it's like, sort of like contagious in a sense, and that really brought like I have no idea all these people in that one. At one time we had like 150 people, and I only know probably like 20 of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So other than that are just like first timers, or just, I don't know them. They just know Brand New Waves, you know.
So how does the process start? Like, okay, so you meet up at 8 at night. Is that how it is?
8
at
9 p.m.
9 p.m.
Yes, sir.
Every Tuesday, Thursday,
Sunday.
Sunday morning.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Tuesday, Thursday night. So these new people who's listening right now, who wants to join, just come by and just meet, look for you.
Yeah, I mean,
where is the location?
Now we have sign up page, and everything's on Instagram. So a day or 2 days before the run, we would like put up the link. And
will you encourage someone who's just starting out to show up?
I really like, I think that's the kind of energy that, you know, like we initially started with. Like, we really encourage like people to start, you know, like whether if you are a pro or you just, whether if you're a pro and then you left the sport and then you want to come back, or you've never been introduced to the sport, you want to try, that's where we come in and like, do it. Let's do it with us, you know, like, because we support that kind of ideas. We support that kind of like mentality. So it's fine. Like, you know, like if you run for the first time, I mean, you're going to be tired, but you come in next week consistently, week in, week out, you're going to get better. That's how it is. It's a process anyway, you know?
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Yeah. How does it feel like to be you, man? How does it feel like to be Adam Nizam, bro?
Because
I feel like you're eccentric in your own way. You are your own person.
Yeah.
And, like, I mean, if someone wants to get to know you, like, what sort of music you listen to? Are you listening to different kind of tunes? How do you feel like, man?
It's as of right now, it's kind of overwhelming. Because, you know, there's a lot of things going on. Obviously, that sometimes your mind can only take, like, you know, a few. But happy and grateful nonetheless. And I think it's beautiful that I think all of us at Brand New Waves, whether it's the Run Club or the Foodie Club or Gyalchester, it's a beautiful thing that we're doing. We are, you know, like, if you really think about it, we gather up at one place in the middle of the night where you can go out like clubbing or whatever, but we're doing something for ourselves, like sports and wellness, and like we are sweating, just having a good time. It's a really beautiful thing without even realizing it. And yeah, it's sometimes overwhelming, but it's a beautiful thing, and I'm really happy that, you know, everything goes well. And crazy, yeah. It's just like every week is always like best year, you know, like.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get paid to do all this stuff.
Yeah.
And just to see these people like trying something new and having a good time, seeing their friends, providing that platform is, you know, already enough for me to like make me smile.
I mean, you should get a sponsor.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
from Nike specifically. Looking at your attire, man.
Yeah. Nike is actually one of the first people or brand that approached me.
Oh wow.
So that really just boosted the whole thing, like they really saw the potential, they really like what I'm doing. And I started the relationship with Nike like a year ago, and they really support my ideas and went all the way. So I'm blessed.
Yeah. I remember you mentioned shout out to Azrul, the producer, and
Shout out
to Culture Talent. Is that what it's
called? Culture Talent.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I remember you mentioned on that, if you love something, you'll make time for it.
Yep.
Right. How do you gauge when you actually love something or not? Or you kind of don't. You're not sure whether you like it as much that you want to invest time in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like people have been dabbling. There's a lot of people dabbles these days, you know, like try music, try something, but they don't go in too deep. What is your suggestion on that?
I think that area is the gray area where you don't know until you try.
Mm-hmm.
So once you've tried it out, once you get yourself involved, once you know how it feels like to be there, specifically when you're running or when you do music or when you like do something, once you know how it makes you feel, once you know that the return, if you have the heart for it, you would do it again. You would naturally feel like, okay, like I enjoy doing this, I'm comfortable doing this, and I like how it feels like. And you'll do it again.
It's like a muscle naturally. Memory.
Yeah, it's exactly. You know, that's how it is. And I've tried on a lot of things in my life that I'm like, okay, like I tried it, but it's not for me. Also, I've tried a lot of things, other things in my life that I like it, and I wanna do it again. You know, like that's just it. The moment when you like step out of your comfort zone, the moment when you take the leap, like that's where it's either like you like it or not. If you don't like it, it's fine. I mean, if you like it, that's great. You know, you just have to take the leap. That's how it is.
And also, I feel like it's never too late to start, right?
Never, right? Never too late to start. Yeah, I thought I was like, when I started running, I thought I was like already late. You know, like I wanted to be. At the time, I was very, very, very unfit.
Okay.
I was like out drinking and every week, you know, like all that haram stuff. Like smoking and I thought that, you know, like it's too late for me, but fuck it lah, you know, like just go out and like do something. It's never too late. We have runners that like older than you thought, you know, than you probably think. And it's a Malaysian thing actually. Like once you step into like a certain age group, you can only do this. Yeah. You can only do certain things. You can't do other things because it's too young for you or it's too old for you. I mean, it's, if you put yourself in the box, like, how are you going to grow? How are you going to... You get what I mean? Like,
exactly, man. Yeah. I guess it's time to break the mold. Yeah. Like, people who want to, like, create art, they feel like they don't know the instrument or they don't know the tool. They can just start learning it and get good at it, you know?
Yeah. Somebody told me that the best tool is what you have with you. Yeah, like what you already have is like the best tool that you can get, you know, like you don't have to have like, I mean, tools, equipments are like essentials, but you can start doing something with what you have already.
Exactly, man.
I'm pretty sure that you can create something.
Right.
Yeah.
And you mentioned earlier as well that you were slightly plump and fatter before.
Yeah.
And the lifestyle that you had. You think like with running, it actually helps you improve your mental health by any capacity?
That's number one. Like I mean, nowadays, you know, of course I run to like stay fit and healthy, but the number one priority for me, running keeps me sharp mentally. It keeps me grounded. It really puts me back to my place, to like, you know, like the ground, and tells me that, okay, like, this is who you are and this is what you do. And, you know, like, you get tired. You just like everyone else, you know, like, you get tired. Like, you pun mencungat-cungat juga. You lari pun, you penat juga. So it kind of reminds me, like, okay, like, you're the same, you know? That's why I love running. That's why I love to be in that, like, pain, because it really brings me back to, like, life, you know? And when I'm like, when I feel like shit, right?
Yeah.
I go for a run. I mean, I feel 10% better, at least, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
10% better is what you need, right?
10% I guess, better.
Like, because these days, like, people our age, man, have been suffering from mental health and they don't even know it.
Yeah.
And they're too cool for sports, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I'm suffering from depression, or let me be in my rut and let me be dark and all, you know?
Yeah.
Depressed. Mm-hmm. So what do you suggest, though, for people who are in a rut, so to speak, who wants to break out of that little darkness, little clutter that they have in their own head?
Yeah, I think everyone is different, and everybody has their own coping mechanism. Not everyone will go for a run when they are upset, when they are down. But that's why the general idea or the general initiation is to take the leap, whatever that you do. Let's take the leap, go for a run, take the leap, go out and meet your friends, take the leap, read a book, take the leap, sign up for a therapy session. You know, like, those kind of things should come first. Take the leap. Like, it's good that everyone's talking about it now. Like, mental health is, like, generally, like, it's out there. It's not something that we hide. That's a start. You know, the conversation is already there. And it's just a matter of, like, what we do with it. You know? And there's a lot of platforms that you can go to channel this, you know, like, energy. And Brand New Waves, or like Foodie Club or Kialchester, is, I can say that, one of the places that you can channel this to in terms of sports, you know? That's where it is.
Yeah, man. Do you think it's important to actually, like you said, take the leap, right? It's important to start something before you're ready. That's what you meant.
It's not easy, as you know, we speak. Like, it's easier to say lah, like, take the leap. But but then again, naturally, you will feel like, I think I want to do this, but I'm kind of scared.
Yeah.
You know, like, I want to go and play, but, oh man, there's so many people, you know, like, so that's where, like, we come in and say, like, hey, come on, you know, like, you have nothing to lose. You know, that's where we come in the conversation, and like, come, you know, and naturally you would understand that you are in that position, you know, like, that area where, like, nak buat tapi macam dia ada macam I nak buat tu tapi you know, if you want to do it, you'll make time for it, you know, and if it works for you, you'll come back next week. Step is to just set your intentions lah. Like, I think if you like for me, like, in general, when I find myself in like in a dark place, I go back to where I started, or my root. You know, like, I set my intentions very clear, like, for today or for this week, this is where my headspace is going to be. And, you know, like, you can start doing, literally just writing it down. That's, you know, like, this is what I'm doing. This is where my head wants to be. And sometimes your intentions creates your reality. Like, once you set your intentions right, I think everything else is like a self-fulfilling prophecy. Like, it will happen because you have that in your head. Yeah, you imagine it to happen. You visualize it to happen.
Exactly, bro. Exactly. Like, I feel you.
Yeah, if God's will, like, if you do it, like, it'll happen to you.
So visualization, seeing things before it happens, planning, executing it. Have you heard of Law of Attraction?
Yeah.
Do you do you vibe with it?
I do, actually. I believe in that, and I mean, to a certain extent, that like you attract people with your kind of energy, and it's very it's a good tool for self reflection. If you're around this kind of people or this kind of energy, like, it only tells you that this is you. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, yeah.
So I believe in that. I do. It's sometimes scary, but it's,
how do you change the energy around your friends? I mean, if your friends are all vibing at, I don't know, 202 frequency, and how do you change to 400? Do you have to like scrap them off? Change your friends? I mean, there's a saying that if you can't change your friends, right?
Yeah.
So,
I've never heard that before.
Yeah. But, yeah. Back in the day, if you were in a circle of people who are drinking a lot, clubbing a lot, and you're not with that, but you're alone.
Yeah. And,
cool.
It's, I think the most important thing is to put yourself first. Like, that's the most important thing. And again, if you, once you put yourself first, you will understand that if you are in a bad kind of energy, you would know that, okay, it's time for me to like back out, you know? And friends are not like, you can't, I mean, for me, I don't have like one specific group of friends that I have, like running friends, I have like my nightlife friends, I have like this kind of friends, and you know? And if I feel a certain way with this kind of like energy, you know, I understand, and I take myself back from it, and I start again, and I come back when I'm a little bit fresher.
So you're not overly attached to one group of friends?
I don't think so. Yeah, yeah. I don't. Yeah, no,
cool,
I don't.
Cool.
I don't. Yeah.
That's how you do it, I guess.
Yeah, that's how I've always been. Like in school, in uni, I have like a lot of like, I mingle around, and I have a lot of friends, you know. So it's an advantage to me, like, good, like,
cool. Okay, this is where I give you a break, bro, and let you ask me any question that you have in mind. Some to flip the script, man, and give you an opportunity to ask me anything that can cross your mind, anything random about me or not about me.
Yeah,
go for it, bro.
Why do you do this, man? Like, what's the spark
behind
this whole podcasting movement. Right.
It's a conversation, man. It's a conversation that I want to document with people. But it can be as mundane and cliche, but that is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want, and it's more than just for other people, it's also for myself, frankly speaking. Each time that I talk to people, I feel like I absorb whatever good vibes
beautiful.
I have.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And I've been seeing you for quite some time. I saw your presence. I feel that whatever you're doing is actually unique, and you are on your own lane, man. And sooner or later, the law of attraction thing, the prediction visualization thing, I think you will be bigger than what you already are.
That's crazy, man.
You know
that's
what I mean?
Huge.
Yeah, you can be. You will be. I feel that. I'm not surprised that whatever sports commercial, you'll be on it on TV or YouTube or whatsoever. And then, I mean, I guess that's not a goal, but that is the reward that you will soon have.
Thanks, man. That means a lot, though.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah. And I hope to make it sometime to be part of your run.
Come, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Come.
Now that I know the schedule. Yeah. And the 5 km,
it's easy.
That's not too much of a commitment, man.
No, that's not. It's just show up and run.
And the weather these days are pretty good at night.
It's all right. I mean,
after rain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it rains.
It rains.
It's been raining like at night, so that's kind of annoying, but it's fun.
All right.
We run anyway in the rain. Where are you taking this? Like, what's the end game in like
for this Kopi Kamilo?
Yeah. Or where do you see yourself or Kopi Kamilo in like five years, 10 years?
Okay. I see it as a brand more than just a podcast. I am visualizing with no actions, visualizing a coffee joint.
Nice.
as a brand, Hello Hello Kopi Ke Milo, which makes sense, and has a podcast platform that look a little bit of something like that, like a transparent glass.
Love it.
People can come and the podcast will go on live.
Ooh.
That's just that's in my head right
Ooh,
now.
Yeah.
That's in my head too. It's in my head too. That's brilliant, man. I think you should do it.
I think what you're doing is great because you are inviting people to speak, to talk, which is something that we really want to encourage people like to do. Like, with all of this like mental health awareness that's going on around, I think the only thing that we have, like the only thing that we can do is to talk about it, whether it's a, whether when it's good or when it's bad, you know, talk about it. Mm-hmm. And you provide this platform, like I was looking forward for this, you know, like I, when there's a lot of things going on in my life, like you come in, you setting a date with me today to talk to me, and I look forward to it. Like I feel like macam, oh, I have so many things to talk about, you know, like I have, I'm doing a lot of things, but then there's no, like I can post it on Instagram, but it feels different. I mean, to have a conversation with somebody that, you know, like I mean, we just met, you get what I mean? Like,
yeah,
to talk to a stranger, even though it's recorded or not, it's, it means a lot, and it feels like, it feels good lah.
It's magic, man.
It's magic, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
And yeah, this is what the internet is doing to us, bro. It's connecting us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's and I want to ask you one more thing. What the fuck did you eat last night?
I had seafood, bro, at Serai. I don't know. Shout out Serai. You guys gave me seafood poisoning. I don't know.
This guy,
is it a squid?
This guy's eyes are like, fuck.
You guys can see. Yeah. It was worse just now, man. I'm like, shit, should I postpone this or just go for it? Man, like the your brand, bro, like your whole movement and the idea that you are still a student actually encapsulates everything. That excuses are not valid anymore, dude.
Nope.
Right.
No excuses.
And it's only a matter of time, and no matter what you have, no matter what burden you have, there's not too late to start something new that Never. You really, really, really want to do.
Yeah.
That's what I like about you. You are actually doing it. And you are a student. And whatever crazy schedule that you have, you write it down and then it gets done.
Yeah.
It keeps on happening. Futsal, yeah, basketball, yeah, running.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you are in a serious relationship, and I can tell that you are pretty nurturing.
Yes.
You're a good boyfriend. Shout out Emma.
Shout out Emma Cool for putting up with my shit for 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's to say that people can do it too, man.
Yeah.
And
they can.
You have led by example only at 23. Imagine you double your age at 46. Wow.
It's crazy.
So much you can achieve, bro.
That's powerful. That bars.
Yeah.
Bars.
Okay. I remember on Culture Talent, again, shout out Culture Talent. You guys should listen to that one. That's a gem. They ask you your advice to younger self. But mine is a little bit different.
Oh my God.
What would your advice be for your unborn kid? Who's listening to this 20 years from now?
My kid.
Yeah, man. You'll be 43, and he's, I don't know, probably early teenage years or something. And yeah, you're there, and he's listening.
And the reason. Okay, I'll start with this. There's a very relatable story that you know, that goes with this question. I stopped smoking for 2 years already. I think more than 2 years, almost three. And to be honest, the only motivation why I stopped smoking at the time was for my kid. Mm. I told myself that at the time I had all the reasons for me to get fucked up, smoke more, do drugs and whatever, you know, like I can get involved with like a lot of other stuffs. But then I went the opposite way, and the only motivation is that I'm doing this for my kid. Like if I can do it, like you can do it too, you know, like if I have all the reasons to do, you know, like to go down the road, but it's you can do it too. You know, like, if I can stop, like, what's your excuse? You get what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think that this kind of analogy goes from, like, from my dad too. Like, my father used to smoke, and he stopped smoking. And that gave me the idea that if he can start smoking, I can start smoking too. And I want to pass on this, like, I have all these stories to tell my kid, like, you know, like, I'm doing this for you, you know, like, and to answer your question, that's it, like, if I can do it, you can do it too, you know, if I can stop smoking, if I can do whatever
maybe,
that
maybe
I'm doing.
Maybe he shouldn't start smoking in the first place, your kid.
Yeah, I mean, hell no. Hell no, you're not gonna
smoke. I have a feeling you'll be a fierce dad, man.
I am. I think I'm gonna be like one of those, like, hey. You know? Yeah. But yeah, on a serious note, it's whatever that I'm doing now, on like a larger scale, it's all for them, you know, like, I'm dedicating all my work, you know, to
building a family.
Future generation, to the family, you know, to inspire my own family. You know, like, I come from a family where 80% of them are not unhealthy, but, like, overweight, you know, like, big family. And
sometimes they blame it on the genes, but I feel like it's a lifestyle, right?
That's the kind, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, like, that's the bigger picture. That's the whole, like, journey. That's, I came from that kind of place, and that really, like, just catapult me out of, like, that's more reasons for me to not, like, go down that road, because, like, I want to be, like, I want to be healthy, and I can't tell them that, hey, but, hey, stop eating, like, hey, let's go out, but I can show them that by doing this, it improved my life, and you can improve yours. And the best part is that there's some of my family members are already going to the gym, going for a run, doing it by themselves, and it's a beautiful thing. It's slow, but I can already see, like, they are dedicating their time to healthy lifestyle.
That's how much influence you have, man. I feel
crazy.
So you're about to get crazier, bro.
Yeah. Crazier.
Okay. One last piece of advice, man, for the listeners out there. This is your moment to shine, your moment to hit it straight to the heart, straight to the core of the soul, man.
Ooh.
One last piece of advice. You can think about it for them. Anyone out there who's listening who are a bit lost, confused, or self-inflicted with pain or whatever, that they are stopping themselves from creating, from getting shit done, or believing in themselves. Because pain body, right? Like our family members tend to give us, pass down their insecurities, tell us we're not good enough because they are not, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. How do they break out of that repetitive muscle memory that has been bestowed upon them as a curse or whatsoever?
That's huge, man. That's crazy. Again, if you inherit, if you settle for that, you'll forever be like that. You have to really, like, I don't know how to say this. Like, it's a good place to start to know where you are and who you are, but that's not you. You know, like, you're bigger than that. You know, you have so much more potential. If you come from a family like this or a family like this, you are not that. You know, you are more than that. You know, you are more than the person you think you are. And take the leap. That's all I can say. Like, just take the leap. If you are in that position, take the leap. Just do it.
Just do it.
It's a very simple, you know, like, word, but I think I take this from Nike. It's only crazy until you do it. Yeah. It's only crazy until you do it. Like, I never thought that I would, like, get myself to do whatever that I'm doing now. It's insane, right? But it's only crazy until I actually did it. Like, you know, like, it's as simple as that.
Yeah, that is the reason why Nike should sponsor you.
You gotta plug that in, right?
Okay, man, thank you so much for being part of Hello Hello Kopi Kamilo Podcast. I appreciate your presence and your existence, man.
Yes,
hopefully
sir.
We'll cross paths again soon.
Thank you very much for having me.
Coffee or Milo, man? Coffee or Milo? Which
coffee
one?
Coffee or Milo?
Yeah. Kopi Kamilo.
Coffee, yeah. Coffee, yeah. What are you talking about? Coffee, yeah.
Coffee all the way, dude. Coffee, hey, thanks, man.
Thank you so much.
Let's go.
Hello, Kopi Kamilo Podcast. Milo Fico, so yeah.